We started to discuss yesterday the Yisayid, called the Yisayid of the Nesivos, really the Yisayid of the Gemara, in Perek HaMafkid, that it's possible to do a Haknoa al Yedei Umdana. A very far-reaching Chiddush that we find in the three cases I mentioned to you yesterday, the case of HaMafkid, the case of the Rosh and Kedushin, and the Shitas HaShach and Tzimin Shin Nun Ches. All three say that there are aspects of Haknah which happen Al Yidei Umdana, that even if a person doesn't have in mind, he's not even here, doesn't even think about it, to do a Haknah, that an Umdana is adequate to be Makna. So that even if someone is not here, but you know that it's in his interest to be makna, so you can actually take his thing and be makna it based on an umdana, even though it's a klal gadol in all of Shas that you need das kinyan, but that's the chiddush that an umdana could be piled das to be makna. Das to be kaina, das to acquire. So that, the Nesivos said, that you need real das because of the Gemara of Eidav and Nechse Hager Kesavish Yushalai. So he answered that by saying das to be kaina is different, but das to be makna, that you could do. So if someone is far away and it's the day of Pinyan HaBen for his son, so it would seem that, that you could take his 30 shkolim and his 5 shkolim and be paid his son for him. Because this is assuming that it's true that there's an umdana that he would want. Okay, bisman hazeh, it's not negeh. Because bisman hazeh, you can call him and let him know he can do the pidyon haben wherever he is. You don't need a baby to do a pidyon haben. And it has to be a baby to do a pidyon haben. But you don't have to have the baby at the pidyon haben to do a pidyon haben. But a father could do it.
Which
kayin? Is taka true? Which kayin to give it to? You still have to have an umdana. Which kayin? His father was a kayin, so then this pata from Pidyon HaBen. So if he has a relative as a kayin, you know, you have to know which kayin to give it to. But I just mean it as an illustration of the idea of haknah, of being maknal piyonder. We had a little bit of a problem because this is the Sivas passed us like the Shach, that if you go to someone's house, you can take food. Taisa's shita above Metzia is that you cannot. So according to Taisvis, you can't be makna something al pi umdana. So how are you going to explain the Gemara in HaMafkid? We said that we could use our Steinman Svara. Steinman says that even if you hold that with a chsaren yediya, you don't do an umdana, you don't know someone's in your house and wants to eat your food. If you knew, you would be makna. So chsaren yediya, you can't do an umdana. You can't be makna. But just something that's just like salak adaita, something that you just didn't think of, there kuli alma holds that you could do an umdana. This is what we discussed yesterday. Now, before we get back to Rabbi Akiva, there are two more important cases. One is a Ramah in Hilchas Chala. The Ramah says that if a person comes to his friend's house and sees that the person has a dough that's rising, you make a dough, you knead a dough, you let it rise until the point where you put it into the oven. If a dough rises too long, it turns sour because the yeast continues to multiply, and then it gets too sour. It becomes not edible. So if you come to the house and you see that it's risen adequately, and if it rises anymore, it's going to spoil. So certainly, if you're a good friend, you take the dough and you shake the challah and you put it into the oven. That is no question. There's no haknoah there. You're just doing what you know he wants you to do. It's like a Shabbos Aveda. However, the halacha is you have to take challah from the dough. Assuming somehow you know they didn't take challah yet. It's the style to take the challah after it rises. So the Ramah says that you can take challah take off a piece, say harizul chala, and bismanehem, you gave it to a kayin, bismanazeh, you throw it away, you burn it. You're allowed to separate chala on behalf of the other person. The Ktzais argues on this Rama. The Ktzais says that you can't do such a thing. The Ktzais says we find zachin le'adam shalai b'fan. If you want, you can get something for someone. If I want to pick up something, hefker, and be kind of for you, zachin le'adam. Avalai zachin me'adam. But you can't take something away from someone because it's a schus from him. When you separate challah, you're taking his dough and taking a piece and taking it away from him. Zaktiktsai zachin le'adam shalai b'fanav. Valai zachin me'adam. You can't do a zachiyah by taking something away from someone. Is this ktsais not like the Nesivis? The Nesivis says that api umdina, you could take something, you could do a haknayah, somebody could be makna. Chayre, this ktsais is not like the Nesivis. Chayre, this ktsais is saying that you can't take away from someone shalai medaita. I think in Achinami, the Ktzais is talking not like the Nesivis. The Ktzais is probably like Tosfos in Bava Metzia, that api umdana, you cannot take things away from person. Chasar nidia. When it's a layas,